Always good to see our friends from home, and Jim Kilcoyne and son Matthew here with us at the National Farm Machinery Show. Jim, you always enjoy getting up here and seeing what's going on this year.
Yeah, we come up here every year we can. It's a big show, so you can easily spend a full day up here.
Absolutely. You love agriculture and love to see about agriculture. What do you find? What do you like to look at up here?
Well, I like to look at everything. I just like to keep in the loop on what's going on in agriculture. Like this year, you're starting to see a lot of stuff dealing with hemp hit the floor, you know, processing hemp and stuff. So I know that's big for Trigg County coming up. So it's slowly coming into the state.
Technology is interesting. And this year, seems like there's a lot of equipment out there, but a lot of technology to go with that equipment, too.
Well, that's what I was telling my son. I said, you don't realize it, but all these tractors have some type of computer system in them, monitoring seed rates, stuff like that. I said, these are all apps, all programs. And I said, they need computer developers to make this stuff that goes with it, the technology. You've got drones, everything up here on that.
Yeah, it's not just a sitting behind the seat of a combine anymore. It's a lot of technology that goes behind that combine.
Yeah, there sure is. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of combines here, too. I mean, if you've never been up here, it's one thing to see a combine in a building, but to see 30 or 40 of them in a building,
yeah, that's right.
You can spend half the day lost up here looking at stuff. So.
That's for sure. Well, Jim, good to see you. Matthew, you want to say anything? You want to visit with us?
He's
good to go. I think we're going to get their picture, but thanks for stopping by and saying hello. Good to see you.
Take care, Alan.
And reporting live at the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Alan Watts.